Oh, it's definitely chilly out here. It was -4 driving out here at 7 o'clock this morning, so it's starting to warm up now. We've just currently gone into the park now after having protested, done a short protest in front of the Whitehaven offices here out at Boggabri. And we're currently just getting together now and working out what our next plan of attack is.
So what happened on Friday afternoon?
Look, there's been some ongoing issues with regards to the Aboriginal Cultural and Heritage Management Plan and mitigation methods, as well as the methodology moving forward with the collection and preservation of Aboriginal cultural artefacts out on the Moores Creek project. And look, we've been asking some questions for quite some time and haven't been getting any real significant responses. So at this point in time, we seem to be getting fobbed off. So our response now is we want the people that can actually make the decisions, not actually the messengers, to be at the table, to have conversations with us, to actually assist us in addressing the concerns that we have.
Can you give us an understanding of what kind of questions you're asking and what information you feel is lacking from the mine?
Well, look, there's a number, and look, obviously, there's just too many to go into at this point in time. As you could appreciate, the document that we're talking about is quite a significant size. There's more than enough people here to actually explain what our concerns are. But some of the concerns moving forward is the size of the project area and the scope of the salvage works that we've got to undertake, mm-hmm. And the length of time that we've had to do that. The methodology associated with the collection and preservation and storage of the artefacts, mm-hmm. And there's no real decision being made moving forward. And also there's a significant site out there that is a shared responsibility between two mining companies at this present time, and no answers has been given as to who actually is going to take onus and responsibility for that particular site.
That site, can you give us an idea of what it is or what it was used for? Are you able to do that
culturally
this morning?
No,
okay,
no.
Sorry to ask you that then. When you talk about the methodology that has been used by the mining company, have they mostly focused on desktop activities or have they actually been out to the sites or been speaking with the community on the ground?
Look, there's been a combination of desktop as well as consultation. However, we don't feel the consultation has been adequate, and that's one of our major concerns. We want them to come back to the table. We have told them right from the beginning that the Cultural and Heritage Management Plan really wasn't acceptable in any way, shape, nor form, and we don't endorse or support it at this point in time, and we'd like to see a number of them, you know, we'd like to have conversations moving forward to address it. We're out here at the moment having a peaceful demonstration. There's roughly around 60, between 50 and 60 people out here, I'd imagine, at the moment. And we gave Whitehaven notice on Friday that there's a stop work to all cultural and heritage management works and salvage works until further notice, until we had the right people, and I do mean the right people at the table, to continue discussions moving forward. And we'll be out here again in force again tomorrow. We're led to believe that there have been some members that, or some of community prepared to go out and work tomorrow. And we want to know if that's the case. And community made up of traditional owners, elders, stakeholders, and also non-Aboriginal and Aboriginal parties here at the moment, really, really willing to stand up and take a stand for, you know, the preservation of our culture and heritage. You know, we're not prepared to sit back and take this for granted anymore. You know, we're not out here for the dollars. We are out here for the preservation and protection of the Aboriginal culture and heritage and management.
Tony Comber's with us on your ABC local radio this morning, and she's the CEO of the Red Chief Land Council and has been part of a protest at Whitehaven's office in Boggabri after the approval of the Moores Creek mining proposal on Friday. So were you surprised when the Federal Department of the Environment gave it the tick, given the outstanding concerns that you still have with the project?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we're asking now for not just the messengers in between the management and ourselves. We actually want the right people at the table now, the ones that can actually make the decisions moving forward, not the ones that's going to sit there and be tokenistic in their responses. Mm. We actually want the decision makers at the table now. We've been fobbed off long enough, and we actually, you know, us, like them, would like to move forward in this project.
So who has failed here in terms of, has the company indicated it had resolved all of this to the federal government, or has the federal government, the department, not engaged enough to, you know, add, you know, verify whether or not the company's claims are correct?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of all of what you've just mentioned.
But ultimately, you've just been let down entirely by the process.
The whole community has been let down, absolutely.
All right. So what do you plan to do for the rest of today, Tony?
Well, I can't answer that at the moment because they're all in the middle of the park now discussing that exact thing, which I'm having this conversation with you. So,
so you're not involved, so you can't tell me. So sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
All right. Well, we'll stay in contact with you if we can and find out what the next step is. We have a call into Whitehaven this morning for a response. And, Tony, we thank you for your time.
Not a problem at all. My pleasure.
Thank